What is FSU going to do at the safety position in 2023 to make up for the loss of Jamie Robinson? We're going to talk about that next. Hey guys, thanks for coming to the channel. Thanks for watching this video and thanks for hanging out with us today. Really do appreciate all the interactions as of lately. The comments, the likes, the subs, all of that stuff is great. Really, really do appreciate you guys and glad to keep bringing you content. Hopefully you're having a good day today. Florida State is losing an ultra-talented safety to the NFL as Jamie Robinson declared his intentions a couple of weeks ago. In 2023, he was the heart and soul of that FSU defense, and the Noles are certainly going to miss him this year. What should FSU do at that position in 2023? Well, I'll tell you a little bit later in the video, but let's set the stage first. First of all, Florida State's losing the heart and soul, like I talked about. An all-ACC safety, a guy that brought it every single play, and a guy who you could count on to do multiple things. I know this is a phrase that gets tossed around way too much, but we've talked about it in a lot of safety-type videos lately. Traditional safeties are dying, and you are becoming more of a Swiss Army knife who can do multiple things. Be good in coverage, who can be good over the top, who can get up there on the line of scrimmage and rush the passer, as you saw Jamie do all of those things. Also, obviously, needs to be a very good tackler. That Derwin James prototype of a safety is what people are looking for these days. That old style John Lynch safety is no longer what people are looking for. It is certainly the Derwin James model now. And so I think with losing Jamie, you need somebody who can fit that mold, somebody who can come in and be that replacement. Now, I don't know if anybody could come in and have the kind of impact that Jamie had, but I do think you could look at some options that could get pretty close to that. FSU fans have asked how the Noles will replace him, and I do think that getting back Akeem Dent and having Shaheem Brown back are huge for FSU. Big shout out to the battles in there with Akeem. Also think having Conrad Hussey, though he's young, getting him late in this early signing period will be really, really big for the Noles as he develops. But FSU fans have wondered, will we attack the portal? What's the strategy here? Where will we go with filling in that role that Jamie filled last year? People have asked about Jaheim Singletary, a five-star out of UGA. And I know anytime a five-star, a former five-star out of the team that just won the national championship goes into the portal, FSU fans think, that's our guy, we're getting him. I know that fans have also shown interest in other prospects that have hit the portal. Let's talk about those guys in just a second. First, I want to give a little bit of love to Gramco, thegramco.com. You can go to their website right now, actually not right now, after the video, and you can type in TJ25 to get 25% off of all of your Delta 8 needs. Whether you're looking for hard candies, whether you're looking for gummies, whether you're looking for wake and bake coffee, pre-rolls, vapes, they've got flour, whatever you're looking for in the Delta 8 world, they will take care of you, and I'll save you 25% off if you use my code TJ25 at checkout. Make sure that you're supporting thegramco.com as they support this channel, they support these videos, and they help us give you guys this content almost on a daily basis. Let's talk about some of those prospects. Again, Jaheim Singletary, other safeties in the portal. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, but I don't think that Florida State's in love with anybody that's in the portal right now. And I don't believe the Noles are actively pursuing anyone in the portal. I've been told some things off record. I've been told some things behind the scenes. But just put some pieces together for yourself. When Florida State was active in the portal, when the portal opened, and from December 5th until their last signing a week or so ago with Edmund, what did they do? They got on guys extremely quickly, and they pursued them faster and better than anyone else. And that's why Mike Norvell had about 100% hit rate in the portal this cycle. They haven't done that with any safeties here. And so I don't think they're slow playing Singletary. I don't think they're slow playing another safety that may be out there. Just look at their track record. They don't slow play and they don't play games. If they want somebody, they move in, they target, and they go for the kill immediately. That's not been what they've done here. That lines up with other things that I've heard off the record. I'm not in love with anybody at that safety position. I think it might be time to close the book on them going after anybody right now in that safety room. That doesn't mean things can't change. It doesn't mean they won't take a safety in the portal, but I think they're pretty happy with what they've got. And so that leads us to what I think they should do. Here's what I would do if I was the Seminoles. I would move Omarion Duke Cooper back to safety. Now, you guys may wonder, why in the world would you do that? Well, I think there are several reasons that you move Duke Cooper back to safety, and we'll go over them right now. See if the Noles are listening, see if they're watching, but I like this idea. He's very long. He's 6 foot. J-Rob was 5'11", so you're not losing anything from a length perspective there. I think he fills that need. He's also very, very athletic. 2021 for him was a phenomenal freshman season. He obviously fell off a little bit in 2022 with a ton of injuries and just couldn't maintain his position on the field as much due to those injuries. But I think the hype around his athleticism and his ability are very, very real. He's got a nose for the ball. 3 interceptions over his 2 seasons, 2 obviously there in 2021, 1 in 2022, where again, he had limited play and was pretty banged up. But I do think he's got a nose for the ball and can be really, really effective closing on different pass attempts, different routes, and be really, really good at that safety position there. He's also played a little bit at safety in the rotation. He's gotten in some. There's a play against Boston College that you guys will see on the screen, or maybe you've already seen it, that I do think is also pretty impressive, where he was able to close on the ball and get a big play there. He's very, very aggressive, and he kind of fits that Swiss Army knife that we were talking about earlier. Again, I hate that that phrase is so overused now, but I do think he can do multiple things. I think that he can be your over-the-top guy. He's got the coverage skills, and you never lose that as a defensive back. I also think that he can get up close to the line of scrimmage, rush the passer, be big in the run game, and help you there. There's a lot of cornerback depth right now at Florida State, and it hasn't been elite proven depth, but you've got a lot of guys that can fill needs at that role. Obviously, getting Cypress in, you would anticipate that he competes for that number one job. Renardo Green might get that second job, and he really, really flashed last year at times. I think that would be huge for the Noles. I think Ezra Thomas continuing to rise, and you saw him play a lot in that Oklahoma game. I think he's going to be a star for FSU one day, and it could come toward the second half of this year. Jerrion Jones is a guy that I think struggled a little in 2021. Was very inconsistent, but he put together a very good 2022 for you. I think you also have the guys like Greedy Vance and Kevin Knowles, Edwin Joseph, a young guy. You've got a lot of talent there in that cornerback room, and I think that can be very special for the Noles. And if there's a position group that you could afford to move somebody back to safety, I think it would be your cornerback room because you've got a lot of talent in that room. You're going to have a lot more development now with Pat Surtain taking over and things being a little bit more sure-handed back there. From a coaching perspective, I really think that there's not a better coach that he could make this transition under than Pat Surtain. We'll see what the Noles do here. Again, this would be my way to stack that room a little bit, put a little bit more as far as numbers go back there, have a little bit more reliability, have somebody that can spell Akeem and Shaheem and all those guys be able to work together and grow and have that be a very well-oiled, well-functioning unit. I don't know if Duke will have the same impact that Jamie did. Jamie was a very different kid, an older senior kid. I would love if Duke could just step in there and take over and be him from day one. I don't know that I'm predicting that, but I do think this is something the Noles should seriously consider. Get Duke back there at that safety position and see what he can do for you in 2023. Let me know your thoughts. Let's talk about it down in the comments below. Where do you think FSU should go? Do you think they should be targeting one of these guys in the portal? Do you think they should wait to see what the second round of portal entries look like? Or do you move Duke to safety now or someone else and give them that whole spring back there and the whole fall to learn the position and then show you what you've got against LSU in Orlando? I think that's the move. I think that's what FSU should do. We'll see if it happens or not. Thank you guys again for all the comments, love, likes, shares, retweets, everything that you guys give. It's very much appreciated. We'll talk to you guys soon. Go Noles.